Hello, and welcome to another episode of True Stories of Good People, a GoFundMe Heroes production. I am your host, Kelsey Little, and I'm really excited about the story we have for you today. Throughout the years of making this show, the stories that always seem to stick with me in a really special way are those of young people who come up with these amazing ideas to make their communities a better place. Something about it makes me feel like, wow, what was I doing when I was their age? But overwhelmingly, I leave the conversations feeling like the future is in good hands. When Ayan Vaswani and Josh Isaac were growing up in San Jose, California, their mothers would go to each other's houses to make sandwiches for people experiencing homelessness in their community. Although Ayan and Josh were young at the time, seeing this commitment to kindness and giving back instilled those same values. Today, Ayan and Josh are a sophomore and junior at an all-boys Catholic high school. They decided that they wanted to form a school club together, and while brainstorming ideas, Ayan thought immediately of their mother standing together in the kitchen making sandwiches. And the Bellarmine Lunch Bag Initiative was born. Hello, True Stories of Good People listeners. I'm so thrilled to be here today chatting with Ayan Vaswani and Josh Isaac. Thank you both so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I would love to start by learning a little bit about each of you. So who you are, where you live, any fun hobbies you have outside of school. Ayan, would you like to start?
Sure. Yeah. My name is Ayan Vaswani. We both go to the same high school, which is Bellarmine. I'm a sophomore right now. And I guess some fun hobbies I have, I run cross country and I like to do speech and debate. Yeah.
Cool. Josh?
I'm Josh Isaac. I'm a junior at Bellarmine College Preparatory. Some hobbies I like to do is I do swimming and water polo. I'm also into chess club and STEM med, so I do that in my free time.
That's awesome. Did you watch The Queen's Gambit?
I did, yeah.
Did you like it?
I liked it.
It's pretty good. Made me download a chess app and then I gave it up immediately. But it's an awesome skill to have. So I believe that you two have been friends for a very long time. Is that right? When did you meet each other?
Preschool, I think.
Yeah.
Preschool?
Oh, wait, no, it was before preschool even.
Was it?
If that's even possible.
Like, let's just say it's been a while.
A long time.
That's awesome. Well, I ask because your friendship is part of what makes this story so special, and I'm really excited to dive into it. So first, you mentioned your school. Tell me about your school. I think it's a pretty unique school. Like, what is interesting about it? What makes it different? What's your favorite part about it?
We both go to Bellarmine College Prep, which is a private high school in the downtown San Jose area. And I guess one quality that is, you know, always there is, I guess, the brotherhood that we have. So it's an all boys school, and you know, just the relationships we have with one another and kind of how the school fosters that companionship is really cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. Josh, what's your favorite part about your school?
Yeah, as Ayan was saying with the brotherhood, there's like a lot of interschool activities, a lot of things that they try to do to bring us together, like community time, which is a new thing they've introduced to our school. Which is like a selective hour or so amount of time they put out in the middle of the school day to have give time for all the students who might have extracurriculars, like me and Ayan, to like come together and go to club meetings and interact with the community. So I think it's really cool, and it's useful for making friends and building connections and all those sort of things.
That's awesome. I mean, this is a description of high school that you don't typically hear from people who might have found high school to be, you know, not the best time. I had a great time. I had a great time because I went to an arts high school, and so I got to connect with other musicians and writers. And so that was like fostering community at your age is such a special thing. So I'm so happy to hear that. Also, you two actually started a club together at your school, which is making such an amazing impact in your community, and I can't wait to hear all about it. I'd love if you could share where the original idea for the Bellarmine Lunch Bag Initiative originally came from.
Our parents have been doing it for a while. I think give or take 7-6 years. His mom, my mom, they used to come together in his house. They'd make sandwiches. Sometimes when we were kids, we'd come over and try to help, mostly just making sandwiches for ourselves to eat, but you know, we tried. But that evolved on later. Now that we're at Bellarmine, we have archery to make our own club, like you said. And Ion got up to the idea that maybe we should do what our parents have been doing and create sandwiches and donate that to those in need. So that's where the idea of the Bellarmine Lunch Bag Initiative came from.
That's amazing. Did you have anything you wanted to add, Ion?
I mean, I guess like that change, like when we were kids, just seeing our like parents kind of like helping out the community. I guess it comes with like the maturity that we get in high school where, you know, we also want to do the same, kind of follow in those footsteps and, you know, take it to new heights. Yeah. Help more people.
That's so incredible. I mean, that's another, it's probably, you know, it sounds like it's a product of your family's values and then also of your school, but that's also a pretty unique thing to hear from, you know, to young people, like how that's really important to you to like carry forth and into, you know, how you show up in your community. And you share on your GoFundMe that supporting people who are experiencing homelessness has always been important to both of you since you were young. And I know you shared that, you know, it stemmed from your family's initiatives there, but can you share any more about that? Like, why is that important to each of you personally?
I guess, you know, it's always there. It is a problem, especially in California. Like since I've been young, I always remember just like going to the grocery store or going to like grab something to eat and seeing like homeless people on the side with their cardboard signs, you know, begging for food. And I guess it's just always been in my mind that why do they, you know, have to do this when we have like all the privileges we have and like food over our heads, etc. And, you know, we should be giving our help to these people who can't provide for themselves.
How about you, Josh?
Yeah, I think I uncovered it. But like, what's the thing, statistic? I think like 130,000 homeless people in California right now. Wow. And it's only going up. And it's like, maybe we may not be able to do so much to stop that. But if we can just make their lives a little easier, give them food, sustenance, anything to make it to the next day, that's what matters, right?
Yeah. I live in California also, and it's a cause very close to my heart. It's hard to imagine what that experience would be like. And I think that dedicating your time to supporting those folks is just amazing. So I'd love to learn about the club itself. I think it's so cool that you turned it into a school club, which gives other people the opportunity to learn more about it and to get involved. So how does the club work exactly? Like, how often do you meet? What do you do when you meet? What are like the mechanics of it?
So basically we meet once a week on Wednesday in the morning before school. We make about 100 sandwiches with the club members that show up. So like maybe like 8 to 10 people. And we make those, then we deliver them to some the charities that we do in downtown San Jose. Yeah.
Which include homeless shelters and some Catholic distribution centers.
Wow. So 100 meals every time. That is amazing. And so do you ever have the opportunity to help hand out the meals yourselves?
Yeah. So I have a couple times. Yeah. And we basically, so in one of the Catholic churches downtown, we deliver there and they hand out the meals. And there's always like a line of, you know, homeless people kind of grabbing meals for the day. And sometimes we go and, you know, hand out the meals and help the church out. And we're also looking forward to in the future having our club members do that as well and helping around with the various charities that we, you know, deliver to.
Yeah, right now they're just in charge of the production of the sandwiches. Later on, if we get more club members, we might be able to help them distribute it itself.
Ayana, the few times that you did it, what was that experience like? Did you have any, you know, conversations with people that really stuck with you, or just like, yeah, how did that land for you?
I think there was just like a theme of gratefulness that I guess made me happy that I was helping them and made them happy as well. And just seeing the smiles on their faces when we like handed out the sandwiches, something so little can make someone smile, is just like really meaningful, I guess. Yeah.
That's really beautiful. Well, so you both actually started a GoFundMe in September, toward the end of September, to help support the club's efforts. And I just checked before we started talking and it's raised over $1,300, which is amazing. What has it been like to see so much support come in for this cause that you're both just so passionate about?
I mean, it's been really amazing. When we first started it, I honestly didn't think we'd get more than like $20. It was when we hit the first marker of like, I think $800, I was like blown away. It was amazing. I mean, with this, what, 130,000? Yeah. Wait, no, sorry. 1.3K. 130,000 would be crazy.
That's nice.
1. yeah, but that'll probably fund the club for at least another year and a half. So we can keep on doing it until I'm out, at least. Yeah, I'm like, carry on the mantle.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, the amazing thing about GoFundMe is, you know, there's the amount raised, but then you like take a step back and look at all of the donors and like the names. And I often hear that it's like the $5 donations that honestly mean the most to people, because it's like people are just giving what they can and it all adds up to a community of help. And so like, what do those donations mean to you, you know, when you reflect on all of that help?
I think like a really inspiring part is that, I mean, it first started off kind of small, like we would spread out just to our family and friends, like, but then as soon as like we got names that we had no idea who they were, I think that was like really cool, because it's a lot bigger than us in our circles now, and that's like really inspiring that, hey, we actually are making an impact. So yeah, I think that's really cool.
That's incredible. And that's so amazing to hear that the money you've already raised can help fund the club for at least another year and a half. And so, you know, everyone listening, let's help like fund it until they're both out and graduated. And that's my new goal for you guys. That's awesome. It's such an amazing example to set, you know, and you're probably inspiring more people than you realize. I often see like zooming back, you know, highlighting stories of people like you who are supporting their communities in this way. It's like a ripple effect of kindness that you can truly never like see the end of, but it's just what you're doing is amazing. How long has the club been going for?
Give or take 2 or 3 months, I think. It's really new recently.
Just this year we started.
Oh, wow, yeah, it's brand new. That's amazing. Well, so Ayan, I know you said you're a sophomore and Josh, you're a junior. Do you plan to keep this going next year, it sounds like?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And how about like after you've both graduated, like do you hope the club sticks around with maybe like some new leadership? Like what are your hopes for it?
Hopefully that would be the case. If we have like some astute freshmen who want to carry over the club, and then we would be perfectly happy to, you know, keep that going. And I don't know, even in college or even out of college, we can always just keep it going, keep helping people. Yeah,
absolutely. That's such a cool legacy to leave behind, you know. I think that's amazing. And you know, knowing that it's so brand new, I think people are just are very inspired by the impact and just showing like what you can do as a person to make a difference. And as soon as people, you know, continue to see that, I just feel like they'll get inspired to get involved. So I'd love to know what from each of you, what have you learned from this experience that maybe you weren't expecting?
Well, first of all, I mean, everything you expect is, you know, the feeling of pride and joy, like what you're doing is making a difference. But I mean, I think what was unexpected was just how like meaningful it meant to me. Like you say, like you do this all this work and like, of course it's going to mean something. But when I first started out the club, it was more of a, oh, I can just spend some of my time, help others, easy as that, move on. But it's become a lot more of a, I spent a lot more time on it than I thought I would. And it's become a lot more meaningful in my life than I thought it would be. It's not like just some little side project now. It's something that, like, I mean, we're communicating with you guys. That's something that I didn't even think was possible when I first started out at the club. I thought it was just going to be some small time thing that we might do for the first 2 years. And then I was gone off to college. Ayan might keep it on for another year. And then he was gone. But it's so much bigger and it's so much more meaningful than I thought it would be.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I think like my experience kind of like relates to Josh a lot, actually. I thought it was going to be quite a small thing. Like, it wouldn't be too hard just gathering a couple people, you know, make sandwiches, delivering them, and that's that. But it was actually a lot harder of a process to organize in the beginning. Much harder than I expected, and like talking to so many people, a lot of time, like communicating and everything. And then like the success, the small success that like we actually got some sandwiches and we delivered them, like that's like really gratifying for both of us. And like those little things, the little successes are really nice. And I guess when we first got in contact with you guys, it was like, wow, this is actually, you know, bigger than the both of us, that we can like actually help so many more people this way. So it's really inspiring. Yeah.
Well, we are so inspired, and that is why you are our GoFundMe heroes. And I'd love to know from both of you as well, like when you think of what a better future for the world would look like, and that's a big question of every young generation, but what would that look like to you for the world to be a better place?
A better place is relative. And I think like if you have those, like, I don't know, the three main things of shelter, food, and safety, I think those are necessities and rights for everyone. And if people don't have that, then our world is not better. So just to like satisfy those three main, you know, points, then we can make the world a better place and just get steps to solving those without focusing on those things. Then we can actually like change bigger things and more complex like social problems that we have in our world.
I love that. How about you, Josh?
I mean, I guess the biggest problem I would say to tackle would be world hunger. That's, I mean, I don't know how many people, the exact statistic of it, but I know a lot of people go without eating for many days a week, maybe even a month. So that would be a big thing that would have to be tackled. Also, I mean, tensions between countries, those sort of things, those cause all sorts of problems, like the hunger problem I was talking about earlier, supply lines cut and such, and people getting killed in wars and battles, like the invasion of Ukraine that's been going on from Russia, stuff like that. Those need to be fixed.
Yeah, 100%. Just to both of you, I just want to say thank you so much for everything that you're doing to support your community. Like I said, I really mean it. I just think you're setting the most inspiring example for other young people that they can make a difference. And it doesn't have to be like millions of dollars or like something with like a huge, you know, press or like whatever, like a single action of help can really make such a difference. And that's just so powerful. So I'm very inspired by both of you. And as a closing thought, I would just love to know if anyone's listening to our conversation today and feels inspired to also do something to make their community a better place, but maybe they're nervous to ask for help to get started, or they don't even know where to start, what advice would you give to them?
I would say, like, starting a club may seem like a little bit of a grand thing. So that's not really the first step you might want to take. First thing, just go serve at a soup kitchen or some shelter. Like Ion was saying, passing out food at the shelters. Just little steps like that would help you build your confidence. Maybe going with friends make the experience so much more enjoyable and creates happy memories there. Like for Bellarmine, we do a certain amount of service hours. And I know a lot of some of my fond memories were last year going to a food packing place called Veggielution with a couple of my friends, and we spent like 4 hours just packing foods to get sent off to socioeconomically disadvantaged people. And it was a really fun time, and a lot of good memories were made there. So it's just something simple you can do, and you can move on from there if you want to, or you could just, you know, keep helping out other organizations that are already set up that help others. You don't need to always go start your own or do something like we've done.
Yeah, definitely. And like, it would surprise you that the people around you are will definitely be willing to help out with your thing. So like, I don't know, reach out to your neighbors and friends and, you know, say, hey, we want to, you know, gather some funds to donate to some charities or make some foods for our local shelter or something like that. And it doesn't have to be big or anything. Like, as you said, the little things are the things that matter, right? Because if everyone does something little to help the community, then the community will be a better place and we can make the better world that we all, you know, hope for in the end.
Thank you so much to the amazing Ayan and Josh for being on our podcast today. If you'd like to support the Bellarmine Lunch Bag Initiative, please visit gofundme.com/heroes. And thank you so much for listening to True Stories of Good People. If you're inspired by today's story, please help us out by heading over to the Apple Podcast Store and leaving us a rating or review, and be sure to subscribe to the show. And if anyone you know loves inspiring stories, please share our podcast with them. It means the world to us. For more inspiring stories just like the one you heard today, please visit the GoFundMe Heroes Hub at gofundme.com/heroes, and be sure to subscribe to our mailing list so you can get heartwarming stories delivered straight to your inbox. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at GoFundMe. Also, we love to hear from listeners, so if you have any feedback, suggestions, or questions, you can write to us at podcast@gofundme.com. Special thanks to Nick Patry, who recorded and edited this podcast episode. He is the best in the biz. We'll be back next time with True Stories of Good People. Talk to you then!